Morning all, it's Robert here. It's Friday morning, and this should be, hopefully, the final stage in my making bread for fee series of booze. Just washed my hands, so they're smelling lovely of lavender, just to go with the bread, obviously. I'm going to come and investigate this Vanslin's breakfast, though, so I shall do that at the same time. This is impressive multitasking for me, I have to say. Actually, it's no good because now my hands are sort of dog food, so I have to wash them again. Never mind. Right, just bear with me one moment whilst I just very quickly do this. That, a bit of water. There you go, Vance. Good breakfast. Good boy. Go on then. I'm saying I was expecting a bit more ceremony around it. Oh, he's off. That's good. Right, okay, so now I'm going to investigate the tin that I put in the oven last night to hopefully prove. And we'll see what it's proved. I'm going to pop the oven on now to warm up. Right, I shall put off the cling film. I hope I hadn't put it on too tight to stop it from proving properly. And we shall see. Anyway, it's filled the tin. That's good. It hasn't quite risen right to the top, but it's not bad, I have to say. Smells good. I think I'm quite happy with that, actually. That's quite good. What I am going to do is there's a trick that I heard What am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. There was a program on TV last time I was at my parents on baking bread. Series, I can't remember what the person's called, but I know my mum's got the book, which I know really helps you, doesn't it, to know what it is. And anyway, one of the things that he did was to, in order to get a good crunchy crust on top of the bread, was he brushed it with a little bit of beer. And you know, obviously it won't actually taste of beer afterwards, it just helps to add a little bit when it, it presumably caramelises it a little bit, and it, if it's a malty beer even, then it adds a little bit of maltiness to it. So I'm going to just very slightly, I don't know if I couldn't find my brush when I looked the other day for it. I do have a brush for this sort of purpose. I have another check. I have every other implement under the sun here. But not, it seems, a brush. These things always vanish just when you need them, don't they? What's a pain? right, okay. Well, in that case, I'm just going to have to maybe just gently use my fingers. Right, well, anyway, I reserved a bit of beer the other day when I was drinking. This was hard for me, you understand. So, I have a little bit of beer here. And I'm going to... lightly sprinkle it. Bread, dough, stuff. Hopefully, okay. I must say, in rising, it's done a brilliant job of filling the tin. Excellent. Very pleased with that. Right. Okay. So that may ruin the whole exercise, but hopefully it won't. Hopefully we're okay. Right. So the oven wants to be on around 200, I think, for this. And I think it wants about half an hour plus a little bit of time for crisping the bottom and sides. I'll come back to you when the oven has heated up. Right, I think we're ready to rumble, so to speak. So I'm going to I have the bread tin in one hand and I'm moving it to the oven now. Here we go. Feels good, nice and warm. So. Pushed it a little way in. And that wants half an hour.
Timer only. 10, 20, 30 minutes start. Timer only. 30 minutes.
That's it, really. So I'll be back in half an hour. Right. I think we should just about be there now. Let's, there's a wonderful smell of bread wafting through the flat. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to check the time on the microwave.
26 seconds remaining.
Oh, that wasn't a bad guess, was it? Excellent. We shall stand by and get ready to... Well, that's clever of me. I've shut the... I've shut my tea towel partly in the oven. It's going to be a very warm tea towel. Okay, we'll open it up. We shall rescue the tea towel, which is it's not burnt. That's nice. Put that to one side. And more importantly, we will remove the bread. Here we go. Smells good. We need the oven on because we want to crisp the top and sides of it. Let's just see if it has. That sounds pretty good. Okay, so we'll turn this out onto the rack and then pop it back in for a few minutes. Hope it's cooked inside. Oh, there we go. It fell out quite nicely. Actually, I probably don't want to put that straight down on the side there. It's heel entirely hooked on the... Or is it just... I think it could be okay. Let's, anyway, let's pop it back in to sort out the bottom and sides for... I think we'll give it 5 minutes or so. Ow! Jeepers, that's hot. Just caught my wrist on the door. Ow. Right, okay. Ooh, hit me. That was a bit... Ouch. Okay. Just get out 5 minutes and we'll see where we are. The alarm's just gone off again, so let's see if I can get this out the oven without burning myself again. Still smells gorgeous, I must say. Still be doing with being crispier on top, on the, well, on bottom, which is now the top. I wonder why that's not going properly. The sides feel fine. The top was fine. And I don't want to do it too much. Okay, let's go all out. Let's turn the oven up. Give it a couple of minutes to warm up. And we'll just give it a couple of minutes high and hope that sorts it. And hope that it's not raw inside or something. Hey, neat little loaf though, so. It's meant to sound fairly hollow inside when you tap it on the bottom. But just one end of it is really crisp. The other end of it is verging on, well, soft to soggy. Very odd. Be very disappointing if this doesn't work. After all of this. Right, let's pop that in the oven. In fact, I'm going to put it that end in first. Okay, oh, we're not, now we're caught up with a bag. Move these. Right, let's try that again. So my oven door has a nasty habit of closing on its own. And so in order to keep it open, I was just bouncing it with my foot. But it stayed next to my big toe slightly too long. And hurt! It's not nice, is it, hurting my big toe? Tell it off. Oh, all right. Ah, dear, dear, dear. Yes, we do have some bread from the other day that I can nibble on now. Oh, that feels a bit hard.
Oh well. Right, be back in May.
Right. As you'll hear, the oven isn't on. I have just taken the bread out for the final time. If I just flick the bottom of it, I think that sounds alright, doesn't it? It's still not as crisp as I'd like at one end, but I don't think that's too bad. Obviously, I have no idea what it's like inside. I might, actually, just stick a knife in and see, check it doesn't come back all wet. I need a sharp knife. do, I think. Oh, ow.
That's sharp. Okay, right, here we go then.
I think it's very hot in the middle. Slightly. Let's put it in this end, see. Much hotter over that end. For some reason, it doesn't feel quite as hot at one end of it. But I don't think I can really cook it much longer without burning the rest. So, I'm going to take a risk and call it a day there. It smells good. It smells very good. So, we need to leave that to cool now. To go and find a tea towel to put over the top of it, a clean one to put over the top of it. Right. Or not, I can't remember whether you're meant to cover it or not. I don't think I will. I'm going to leave it because I don't want it to go soggy. So I'm pleased with how the top crust has come out. Feels good. Never mind. Right, okay. Well, we'll see how that goes. But I think that's probably it from this boo. Hopefully the next time you will come across this bread will be when Fee bites into it. No pressure. If you don't hear from Fee, it's because something dreadful happened when she bit into it. First she'll slice it first, and if it's raw inside then she won't eat it, so I think we should be fairly safe. Right, okay, I'm going to get a picture of this sitting on the tray cooling down, and then that will be it from me for now. Right, okay. I hope you enjoyed that anyway. I expect I'll be doing other baking boos at another point. But for now, that's it for me.